Today's episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Head over to the good people over at Tweaked Audio to satisfy all your headphones and earbud needs. Put in the code IDS. That will get you 33% off, free shipping, and a lifetime guarantee. Can't beat that, y'all. IDS is also brought to you by...
Thank you for visiting Lucy Lee Essentials, where we provide you with bath, skincare, and spa quality products at affordable prices, but providing you with an at-home luxurious experience. Visit us at www.lucyleeessentials.bigcartel.com and don't delay. With quick processing times and even in some cases same-day delivery, we're sure to make a long-time customer out of you.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
And I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I can smell it.
Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Furious Styles, formerly known as your man, Big B. Glad you can be on this ride with us today. Today, I got my crew with me today. I got the doctor.
What's up, everybody? Y'all ready to rock? Let's do it.
I have with us today, all hail the queen.
Hey, yo. What's up?
How y'all doing today?
I'm good, man. After being in that fucking sweltering heat all fucking day, man. God damn. Seems like every day is getting worse and worse. Jesus Christ. And, you know, on that work truck, man, it's like 20, 30 degrees hotter than it is outside.
I'm sure.
But I keep my cooler full with ice and Gatorade and water and things of that nature.
Good.
You know, so. But you know what feels good, though? I'm ready to wrap it up. Like, when you real sweating and you're hot, and you take a napkin and you put it in the ice water that's melted a little bit, and then you just, like, put it on top of your head. Ah, man. Like, automatic air conditioning, and then it goes away when you take it off. But, hey, I just thought I'd share that with all listeners.
Sweat dripping all over your body.
Yep. But I survived. I have no one tomorrow.
Yeah, the rest of the week.
They said next week is supposed to be a complete monkey.
No shit.
Yeah. Great. But you know what, though? I just ignore it. Because it's like the more energy you give it, the worse it is. So, I mean, you're not going to snap your fingers and change the forecast. So
right, just right.
Still, go about what you're doing. It's like being in the rain. It's like, how long are you going to sit in the car? Just going out there, get them drops on you.
Right, right.
And keep it moving.
And you know what? And another thing is, I didn't mean to cut y'all, but like, when you're out there, how long you want to say something? When you're out there in it and your body kind of gets used to, your body temperature gets used to being out there, you're cool. It's just when you go on one of those accounts for about 20 or 25 minutes right in the air, and then you cool off and walk back out, it's like, oh, Lord.
You know what was always the worst for me?
Mm-hmm.
When we used to come up And after you load your truck or anything, and you come and start doing your paperwork, buying cool down anything, like, damn, I left that check on the truck. You got to walk right. back out there, man. Right. You're like, man, I'll wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll put it in the Mars stash.
Right. So, yeah, I ain't messing with that. Anyway, how was y'all weekend?
Well, not ahead, like,
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I did a little work around the house. I didn't cut any grass. But it was pretty good. I stayed in the house most of it. It was too damn hot to do anything.
How about that?
I'm trying to get back on that workout wagon, man, but I tell you, it's harder and harder and harder to restart. So I'm trying to this real low impact approach, and just took a long walk this weekend out in that heat. And like I said, the heat felt good. I love getting out there and sweating, but
you got all the choice, y'all. That motherfucker.
You're right, yeah, no doubt. But it was just, you know, like I said, just trying to get all of the joints acclimated to moving and impact and all that stuff. It's rough.
My weekend was good. Well, Friday, I don't think I did anything. I kind of feel like y'all. Like, I didn't, you know, it's like once you go inside, I ain't want to go back out. So I was like, okay, well, nobody's calling me while I'm out here. I'm going back in. This is a wrap for Friday. So just chilled. Saturday, we had an event, a drinky event, if you're in the DMV. You want to attend. It was a barbecue and what was it? Beer, wine, cider, and barbecue pairing. And it went really well. So, yeah, that was a lot of work. And then we went out after my homies, and surprisingly, we hung out in downtown Silver Spring. So, a lot to do, a lot of new restaurants that are down there. Okay. And it's kind of
Silver Spring in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, I used to like work in Silver Spring, but it's a lot of new stuff down there. A lot of good stuff. Just hung out, and that was about it. Yesterday, no leave the house. Once again, right. I was just done.
Hey, you know what's funny though? You talk to like some of the people at your accounts. They be like, "Yeah, this weekend is gonna be nice. It's gonna be a little hot, but you know, we're gonna go out. Me and my family, we're gonna do that. What are you gonna do? I'm staying in the house.
Right?
I've been in this shit all week. I don't wanna go out in it.
Yeah, I couldn't do it again.
Man, what's that? You go out and have a good time. I'll be in the house. Right? You know how I was.
Okay.
Shit.
Daytime heat is, to me, is tolerable, but when it's nighttime and it's 98, that's when I can't sleep in the heat.
It don't matter.
That's when I cannot do that heat sleep shit. I need it to be a refrigerator while I'm sleeping.
Okay.
So, what you gonna do? Well, I guess enough with us. Let's,
you want to talk about your weekend?
I thought I started first.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said I got back on the workout train.
Okay. That's what you did. My bad.
So, yeah, I didn't really do anything else. So went out. The kid's birthday was this weekend, so we went out. Went out to brunch.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I remember the kid sat in with us a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was pretty much it. I had a lot of stuff planned, but just totally wasn't up to it.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I understand.
No doubt. All right. Well, without further ado,
let's do it.
Let's start the show rather appropriately.
Stay off his dick. Show the whack that I can throw styles that show up, I blow up, and blast here. Niggas still tripping off the shit I said last year about a bitches, a hoe is a slut, and I don't like niggas on my nuts. So I dedicate this one to the groupie and the Charlie, all of my snoopy. Brothers keep acting Ice Cube, yo, when will you bust? They surround me and make a big fuss. Now I was taught back on my block that you don't ride on nobody's shot for anything they do. Fuck your man is true. Unless you will get paid too. I'm not saying this to just teach you.
I'm not having none of this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I step into the club to rub it up. It seems like all the little hoes fall in love with my money. Cause you're about a year ago. I was just an ordinary, average, everyday, crazy ass bro. But you know, I just can't be equal. Cause they know, I know a lot of famous people. But to a one night stand, there's no sequel. Here's the pickle, pretend it's a popsicle. See for a fact, boo. I do damage, they think I'm a star. So I take advantage. It's just another Ice Cube groupie test. She's a hoe cause they knew her at the front desk. Told her to meet me at the room 110. And the bitch showed up with her boyfriend. I let him in, all he could do was grin. He had a camera, a t-shirt, a pad and pen. He said, yo Ice Cube, can you sign this? I only did it cause the bitch was a fine. She blew me a kiss and gave a bitter frown. Like how can we get rid of this clown? Me and her sat down, he got a little jealous. Cause his punk ass sat in the middle of it. And he asked me question after question. It felt like a motherfucking interview session. Then his girl got up, I heard the door shut. And he was still there swinging from my nuts. I said, get the fuck out. And made it loud and clear. Get off my dick, nigga. And tell your bitch to come here. Yo, I respect the respectable. If your girl is all on my dick, check the hoe. Say, yeah, that nigga, he can rap fly. But you know, stars up in the sky. Cause all I got is hard dick and bubblegum. Just ran out my last stick is where I'm coming from. I'm not telling you to dismiss the Ice Cube. Cause you know, I'm the one that can show and prove. Now, goofy girls, I just make them wait. But the goofy boys, I can't tolerate. I hate it so much, I'ma start giving stitches. To the niggas that's staring like bitches. Cause I'm not a fairy, a Mary or a faggot. Give me the eye, I fly and tag it. Now you see, jockin' ain't healthy. Cause you think that I'm young and I'm wealthy. With you, so I see you try to run behind. But I'ma tell you, punk, you get none of mine. Cause I was taught, see a fool, use a fool. By the niggas who terrorize the old school. So don't try me or buy me a beer. Just stay off my dick, nigga.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I grab the little loop, like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake him and shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, P. Diddy. He said some things that I don't think we used
to. What up, nigga?
All right, all right. He said some things that I don't think we used to hear him say. Now, I don't know why. I did a little research, but I didn't really find out why he said this. But P. Diddy goes on to apologize, you know, for treating people the way he did back in the day. He said, you know, he stopped to think about it, and, you know, he's trying to be conscious of what he's saying to people these days. And, you know, he said back in the day, he came off very harsh. He came back, he came out like, you know, he was an asshole, which I heard he was, you know. And what he's trying to do is, you know, trying to calm himself down a little bit. And he's saying he's being a little more conscious about the things that come out of his mouth. I don't know whether it has anything to do with what's going on these days or whatever. But he's just saying if he saw you back in the day and he came off as an asshole or he said something to you that you didn't really like, or, you know, you sounded like an asshole. He said, I apologize. I'm working on it. And I think that was, you know, very big of a guy. Maybe he's growing up a little bit. You know,
he's in a harsh industry. And he's in an industry where when you're trying to accomplish some of the things that he has, unfortunately, you know, you have to be rather stern in your approach. You have to be very direct. You have to be cut. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of situations where, you know, he had to do and say things that, you know, otherwise he may not have wanted to. But that's, fortunately, that's the path you got to take when you're going to be on top of the world in a certain area or business or what have you.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's big of him to kind of reflect back on it now and kind of see where he could have made some better judgment. But hey, right. You know, it's all part of the plan.
Cool.
Yeah, he was an asshole. Anybody remember making the band?
Mm-hmm.
When he made them walk all the way really far across the bridge to get him a cheesecake. He didn't even really want it. I don't even know if he ate it, but.
Right.
He was an asshole.
Yeah.
Ate you, though.
Mm-hmm. They breed them, that's what you're saying?
Hey.
All right.
Sometimes you got to be one to get to, you know, where you going.
Where you going? All right, cool. All right, Puff Daddy. We'll see how long he'll, you know, be cool and chill.
Take that.
Or blow up somebody, huh?
So take that.
But you know what? I'm thinking right now, at the plateau he is, I mean, do you still have to be that way or maybe a little bit?
I'm sure a little bit.
A little bit, but not as much.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Because maybe in part because, you know, the climb is not as treacherous because you're somewhat in the upper echelon, so now you just kind of have to maintain.
Right.
You know.
Okay. I think you still have to have some of it, though.
Got to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So people know you ain't a joke.
Right. Bite somebody every now and then.
You know what I mean?
Got to make an example.
There you go.
And especially in the whole rap game, you know, you got to stay slick with your tongue. You got to have that quick comeback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be on point for someone coming at you.
Right.
So not that anybody's really checking for Puffy in lyrics these days. But
you know what, though? I think Puffy knew who to bark at, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this, because if I remember correctly, when that whole East Coast, West Coast beef was going on, what Suge Knight had said, I don't remember him, you know, coming back saying anything.
But he did, though. But see, he did it the right way. See, Suge was a thug and did dumb thug thing. That's why his ass in jail.
Mm.
Puffy took it to the wax.
Because he ran over somebody.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He does thug things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that wasn't a thug thing. I think he was just scared. He was like, oh, they're about to kill me. Yeah. And he ran them over. I don't think that was thug at all.
But, I mean, he has done. It's been well documented.
Oh, yeah.
He has done.
He has done.
You know, and Puffy took everything to wax.
Right.
And made more money on top of it. You want to cut me?
And he ain't in jail.
Oh, man. Yeah, Puffy never been in jail, has he? I don't recall.
I don't think so.
I think he came close with that whole shooting thing with Shine and
he took the rap, so I mean,
yeah,
he was good.
Was it his chauffeur that said he did it or something?
Shine, mm-mm, the rapper.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm sure you did a diagnosis somewhere.
No, I don't think I did.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Hello.
It probably wasn't right.
Anyway. All right. Okay. Hey, y'all, check this out. I think this was real smooth. Rick Ross was at Venice Beach. Okay. And there was a lot of people around, you know, they recognized who he was and everything. So it was this guy named Izza. Okay, now Izza is a pretty good rapper. I mean, but he's a nobody. No one knows him anything. But the people that know him know that he can rap. So anyway, you know, he was trying to make his way to see Rick, you know, through all the people and everything. And once he did, he put on a show. He started flowing, right? And apparently the people that were around knew who this guy was. They're like, hold on, Diggle, Izza, that's his name. ISA. How would you pronounce that? Issa? Whatever. Anyway, I'm trying to make him a terrorist or anything. But anyway, you know, everybody was like, come on, that's Izza, that, you know. So he started spitting for it. You know, so, you know, apparently somebody was taping a video on it, right? That joint got 1 million hits.
Wow.
Okay. And Rick Ross was feeling them, right? So Rick Ross signed the MMG, you know, so that's pretty big for my man. And word on the street is he was homeless.
Wow.
Yep. So my man went to Instagram and changed his name to Izza Mohammed MMG. All right. So good luck to my man. So I guess we're going to be hearing something from him soon, because from what I hear, when Rick Ross signed you, you go straight to the studio the next day now. Like, I don't know.
Homeless, but still has Instagram.
hey, that's a good point. These words.
Prepaid plans work.
How about that? Hey, one of Jay-Z's.
Does a halfway house count as homeless?
No, not really, because you have an address.
How about that? And a bunk.
Just wondering.
somewhere to put your stuff.
Caught. Yeah, well, that's if you get there on time.
No, but I thought a halfway house was different. I thought a halfway house.
No, a halfway house is if you were incarcerated and you get out and you're like halfway still in jail or halfway on the street.
Right.
But yeah. If you had a homeless shelter, that's.
Right, that's different.
Yeah. You're homeless, but you have shelter if you get there on time.
Well,
did I break it down? You know what I'm saying? That's what I hear. Okay. All right. You show up late to that homeless shelter, you ass out.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead and get the tent.
All right.
Hey, one of Jay-Z's best friends are broke.
Who?
Jay-Z's.
Oh, okay.
It did say, like I said, Jay-Z's.
It did.
Anyway, y'all want to take a guess? Or y'all want to take a gander? Or y'all want me to keep on keeping moving?
I'm going to say it was... do you want me to ruin the story? Just so I don't care how it is.
Damien Dash.
Okay.
No,
I know. I'm just playing. Just throwing a name out there.
It's Memphis Bleek. Okay. Memphis Bleek back in March filed chapter 13. Mm. Okay. Yeah. The bills were mounting. Bleek has his Jersey home, his Chevy Impala, okay, wedding rings, so apparently he was married more than once, and his clothes. All these things come up to like $274,000, but liability totals are $359,000. Bleek claims he only has $100 to his name.
I forgot what song it was, but... Jay made it clear that he will never go without. So let's see.
That was going to be my next question too.
Clearly he changed his number. So,
man.
In a situation like that, Queen, whose job is it to reach out?
I'm going to go with the broke one.
I would too. I'm calling.
Because, I mean, you know, Jay-Z got like mad things to do and he has a family. Like, how are you supposed to know?
But I think, even on top of that, you got to let a man be a man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
So Memphis should probably get somebody to tell Jay-Z? Well, I mean, I guess once he found out, yeah. But, I mean,. It could just be like, hey,
fuck
guys.
That. I wouldn't have let it got to no $100, though. Right. I'd have been like, Brian.
Right.
Man. I'd explain to him the situation. Just do what you can, right. Man. You know.
I mean, yeah. Especially if it's your homie. You know, it would be like, you know, like you said, hey, Fury Styles. Hey, yeah. Doc.
Mm-hmm. So you caked up
I need
like Jay-Z.
Some help. Shit, to, you know, sure. To next
well. They what? Said that they were best. I mean, this is saying that they're best. They were best friends or are best friends.
Mm-hmm. Can't
but if
be.
They were
they,
best
they
friends.
Can't
he
be
would,
best
Jay-Z
friends.
Would know about.
Right. They can't be best friends.
Right.
Maybe they was just cool, or they were best friends. Mm-hmm. There's no way. I mean, like if I knew, you know, if I knew my good friend or my friend was having a hard time, I would at least try to do something to help them.
Right.
You know, maybe I couldn't, you know.
I think it's still early. And, you know, I don't recall there being, I mean, you know, Jay and Beyonce's camps are pretty good about keeping things under wrap, but, you know, there hasn't been anything leaked about any problems between them two. They've always had a special bond beyond the music. And, you know, Bleek was always the little brother, you know what I'm saying, more than he was a rapper on the label.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, I don't see where was it that it was reported that J&B gave like $1.5 million to Black Lives Matter movement. I don't see him not taking care of his home. And I heard a interview not too long ago, maybe 7-8 months at the most, with Bleek.
Oh, okay.
And he talked about how him and Jay, you know, just as thick as thieves still.
Cool.
You know, but at the same time, you know, he has to, you know, he can't just be hanging around all the time. He got to, you know, let Jay do his thing or whatever. But he said they still 100 from that, like I said, from that interview I heard 8 months ago.
Cool.
So, we'll see. We'll definitely keep the sauces on that and see how that comes out.
You know, I've hired new people, too. I had to get rid of the other ones.
If you was
Thank
Jay.
Goodness.
If you... If you was Jay, Doc, what would you do for him?
If I was Jay, okay, the first thing I would do is, I don't know whether his house is paid for or not. I'd smash that off. I'd probably give him a million.
For doing nothing? Or would you say, hey, because I mean, a man being a man, wouldn't you say, hey, come in the studio and I'll give you $1 million, even if it didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but even
but
if
I ain't
it didn't go nowhere,
coming to the studio, he sound like fucking Woody.
But I'm saying, wouldn't that be better than saying,
oh, like give him a job or something?
Yeah. Hey, come in the studio, you know, record like 5 songs. Here's $1 million.
Yeah. But I still give him something.
I don't know if anybody checking for that music right now.
I mean, I'm not saying he gonna do nothing with it, but just, you know, I'm thinking like y'all, like letting the man be a man, you know, instead of being like, hey, you can come and wash my car.
You know what? You know what? Okay, yeah.
You know,
I would you know, try to get him out of the bind.
I can't promise this is coming out.
Right.
Cause you
but
know,
I'll say, look, man, come talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, come talk to me. Listen down, man. What you been doing with yourself?
What you want to do?
Right. I mean, do you know any good talent on something out there, man? You know, just try to.
Maybe A&R. I'm going to give you $1 million to go find some new acts.
Exactly.
Go to YouTube or go to some shows.
Right.
Maybe.
All right. Yeah, but exactly what have you been doing all this time, though? You know,
Spending money.
You know. Well, yeah.
Going broke.
But you
married.
Know what? Really? Once you're rich, you don't have to spend any money. I mean, with the shit that you've acquired, you got to keep it up. I mean, the bills and shit coming to that shit will suck all that shit, too.
Man, that's a
But
whole
I don't know.
We'll
talk. But I would help him out, though. I would.
I don't know if I'd give him necessarily like a big lump of money, like
he'd probably blow through that shit, too.
Nah, I mean, I wouldn't even think about it like that. I think I would probably set his situation with the house and everything sort of back to zero.
Right.
And then I would give him some sort of, like Queen was saying, some sort of means of employment.
Gotcha.
Too. Yeah, and then that way I can kind of monitor the situation.
Right.
And then, you know, to see, you know, I don't have to ask you, are you fucking up money? If I set you back to zero and I got you income that should comfortably take care of what you got going on,
mm-hmm.
and you back to owing shit again, then I know you fucking money.
I ain't got
to ask you no more.
Yeah, with all those new businesses and shit, the Jay-Z's getting with the sports agency, and it's something I think it went into country music too.
I think
from what I heard,
yeah, I think you might be right, but I haven't heard anything about it. Like,
yeah, publishing. I think I'm not sure.
Well,
maybe
title,
no. I think that's
title
cash
ain't
money.
Doing that great.
I think that's cash money.
Title is that still around?
It's there.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe, you know, he owns like some of the Nets or something, right? One of the basketball teams.
I think he had to give most of that up when he got
the sports agency.
Agency.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. Moving on. Let me see. Tay Diggs is about to be on Empire, y'all, come September the 21st. Okay. He's going to come on as Angelo Du Bois, a city council member, having come from a good New York family and all that kind of good stuff on season 3. And also, let me see, who else I have? Ciara McLean is going to be on there, French Montana, and Birdman, who's going to be himself.
Who's Ciara McLean?
She's a singer.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that order makes interesting. You know, I can't watch it. I don't know. It's kind of getting. I don't know. I need to watch the season 3. But it's the more I watched Empire, I was kind of.
I heard Power started again. Did you see it?
No, we don't have that anymore.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, I thought you watched that show.
I did when we had that cable.
Oh, okay.
What Drew used to say, the super regular cable?
Super regular TV.
Something like that. Yeah. We don't have that. You know what, though? That's the first show that I would say I miss since we don't have that anymore.
I heard it was really good, the episode. I mean, everybody was talking about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd never gotten to it. I never got into Empire.
Yeah.
Meh.
I can imagine, though.
I was reading somebody's posts, and I swear I feel like I should remember who posted it, but I don't know. For the life of me, I don't remember. If it's you listening, don't come at me for forgetting. I'm just remembering when I can remember. But they were like, I think Game of Thrones was getting ready to start, and so they turned that package back on for that period of time, and then they turned it back on.
Mm-hmm.
But if y'all remember, I always said Power was better than Empire anyway.
You did.
I always said that. That's why I said Power. That's one of the shows that I've missed. That's one of the shows that I've missed. That will be the number one show that I miss not having cable anymore. Man. Yeah. Anyway. Moving on. Well, I'm done. That's a wrap. That concludes my diagnosis. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of more coming up.
To the In Deep Show.
What's going on, people? Your man Fury Styles. So, after last week's show, I started thinking about some of the conversations that we had, just dealing with everything that's going on in the news with the police and black folk and all that good stuff, man. And besides just being tired, I was kind of a little bit concerned about one of the other feelings that I was feeling. And it was almost a feeling of, just like almost being numb to the whole thing, which I caution is like the worst thing to do with what's going on. But it's kind of funny, at the time where I was kind of sitting and thinking about that, I heard a clip from a journalist in Texas, and listening to him talk just kind of put things into perspective for me a lot. And I just kind of felt like I wanted to take a moment out of the show today and share it with you for those that hadn't heard it.
The Rangers lost to Minnesota last night, and I'm almost embarrassed to tell you I know that. I'm in my office watching the game, and then all hell breaks loose in our city. Reporters at our newsroom were scrambling. Producers were yelling. We turned off the lights just in case, and I kept watching the game. It was another shooting in America. It was in our city this time, and police officers were being killed, but it was a couple of blocks away, and the Rangers were being shut out. This is what I have become. This is what too many of us have been for a long time now. We'll fly our flags at half-mast. We'll say all the right things. We'll make promises we won't keep, and then nothing will change. Our lives will go on while the lives of so many others won't, because we expect it now and we accept it. It wasn't this way when I was a boy, but it is life in America now. But shooting a police officer is not the answer to a problem that too many people deny. Police officers are not like you and me. They're better. They run into the darkened alley where we won't go. They run into the buildings we run from. They look for the person we try to hide from. But they're not allowed to make the human mistakes that we all make, because they have the power of God strapped to their hip and the authority to use it. When we talk about blindly supporting the blue, when we try to show our support for these brave men and women, we fail to realize we can't defend them all, and we shouldn't defend them all. A white man in America doesn't die for selling cigarettes on a street corner. He gets a ticket. A white man in America doesn't die for driving with a broken taillight. He gets a ticket, too. And the officers who abuse the badge and the power they have should be punished, and too many times they're not. But what possible purpose does opening fire on the streets of Dallas do to right the wrongs too many people deal with every day? As one of those on the city streets last night told a reporter, they might have killed the good cops. A person of color has always hated to be painted with a broad brush, to suffer the indignity of the stereotype so many people claim is fact. And then that killer last night did exactly the same thing, shooting at anyone in blue, because don't we all really know they're all the same? America's problem has come to Dallas now, and our lieutenant governor blames the peaceful protesters because our lieutenant governor is a fool. It was not just an attack on the Dallas police. It was an attack on our basic humanity and the common decency we used to cherish in America. But that's all gone now. We lost that a long time ago. The Rangers lost last night 10-1, and I'm almost embarrassed to tell you I know that.
So, yeah. I don't even know if I can totally put into words sort of the rush of emotions that I had after listening to it. I listened to it a couple times. I don't know, it's kind of, I find myself siding with a lot of what was said, unsure about some of what was said, but I think all in all, it's like, I guess the confusion that's going on in my little old head, I try to magnify that and just wonder, is this the confusion of the world that we live in, you know? So, I don't know. If anyone wants to write in or call in or talk about that, you know, that's on the table to talk about. I'd love to hear some of y'all's thoughts about that. If you're interested in it, I'll open up a dialogue about it. Some of y'all might feel like I feel at times, it's just like, really, I'm tired and I really don't want to talk about it. And that's totally understandable too. But I don't know.
True that, it's tiring at times. I can't imagine the people that are out there doing this every day, all day. So big up to y'all for doing that. And I kind of feel like you. I was like, okay. You know, with some of the stuff he's saying. But he was speaking from his perspective. Right. So, I mean, what could you really say? Bill?
Was he black or white?
The person I was talking?
Mm-hmm.
It was a white guy.
I was going to say, it sounded like a white guy to me.
Dale Hanson.
You know, there's some, you know.
No, you're right. But, I mean, it sounded like a white guy to me. But, you know, anybody's, if you're out there, if you're interested, 202-750-1437. If you want to chime in on this topic and, you know, give us your opinion, you know, and or indeepshow@yahoo.com. You know, let us know what you're thinking about that. And, you know, if you want to I don't know. We appreciate it. It's rough. So, you know, do what you got to do or say what you got to say. All right, let's get into some feedback. I mean, I know it's a left turn, but, you know, that's what we do here sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Some feedback again about the man cave thing. Clearly, this was an important topic to y'all.
It sure was.
I mean, goddamn. How about that? IDS fam, just want to chime in on the question about locking the man cave. Personally, I'm not for the extra drama. Life gives you enough as it is. True that. So by me locking the man cave, I don't want or need the missus to start thinking shit, especially when it's just the two of us at home. How about that? We know how most quote unquote women, most really?
Okay.
Like to assume some of the most off the wall type of shit. But seriously, to avoid any unnecessary drama, just keep it unlocked. And if you don't want to be bothered, just voice it. That's all, folks. Have a nice weekend. Peace. Kmart. Kmart, most women, really?
You messed up, boy. Boy.
No, you ain't messed up. If that's how you feel, you know, I'm never going to negate anybody's feelings. And I'm not necessarily going to agree all the time, but I'm never going to negate somebody's feelings. So. Oh, okay. Nothing. Y'all ain't got nothing to say about this?
Well, I thought we already talked. Well,
yeah, we did.
Yeah. Hey, my man cave always open. I ain't got nothing to hide. So okay. I ain't even tripping. I don't even be tripping.
All right.
I don't trip.
Okay, well.
I don't trip.
You don't even trip.
I don't even be tripping.
You don't even trip. So apparently, again, for the last show, we clearly said something funny because KD said we had him hollering when we were discussing the sexiest girl groups. On the last episode, Katie is from Forget That Yo Radio.
I think it's because it was just so unsexy. Because it was like every group he read, it was like,
right, right.
I know, you know, because sometimes you know it's like you don't really, you know, for all the podcasters out there, sometimes it's like you tape a show and you leave and you're like, okay, you know. So I was like, wait a minute, what did we say? But it was funny because we were both like,
yeah, every damn time I said somebody,
we
I was
did it
like
in
that.
Unison, like,
eh. Right. That was cool, though. It was cool.
Yeah, so cool. Also, another shout out to Elstone Terrible from Forget That Yo
all right.
For sharing our show, and Martin Luther, from Single Simulcast and Sending Solace, you know, and Dream Team, sending him a shout out because he always. You know, shares the show as well.
All right.
So, you know, we really appreciate that support.
All right.
Super dope.
Get out.
Super dope.
All right.
Thanks for sharing the love. So, we ready?
We ready.
Let's okay. All right. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Today's questiones. What? Okay. This is something I don't know why it popped in my head and I was thinking about. So... what is something that people would be surprised to learn about you?
People would be surprised to know that I graduated from Harvard.
I don't think the right word is surprised.
Me included. Not just people, me included.
I don't know.
It's such an easy question, but it's a hard question.
No doubt.
Let him think about it.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few things because I think I'm definitely on a sort of different side of life, but I do very good laundry.
Oh, okay.
You talked
about laundry before,
I'm
though.
A laundry beast.
You've talked about like how you don't want nobody else touching your
don't
shit.
Touch my shit.
You got it. Like
I got
that's
this.
The one thing you would do. Okay, so something else. Because I mean, come on, you've talked about
spot.
That. Yeah, I know. Right. I'm trying to tell you. I really thought I wrote this question, and I still can't think of something.
Okay.
As he strokes the beard. Doc, I was gonna say, well, he's thinking I can go back to you if you if you're not ready.
Go ahead,
Doc.
I know how to braid hair.
Okay, like how?
You know the three plait thing.
So you know how to like plait cornrow.
Not cornrow. Just like
that's yeah, that's hard as shit.
Nah, just the you know
little pigtail jumps.
Not the no the braid the
right.
Three
like a
no,
style.
The pigtail is the what's
that's
the
a ponytail.
That's a ponytail, which oh, is what okay. I'm sporting
watch
today.
How you correct
that's
me,
different.
Bro.
All right, but okay, so what the braid. The long right. Like the braid.
Okay.
That's called a pigtail.
So like little two pigtails.
Pigtail, not
well, yeah, if it's just two of them, I guess yeah. It's a pigtail.
That's it. Well, you have a daughter, so I kind of feel like
but my mom taught me how to do it though.
Oh, okay.
When I'm back when we used to have the bushes.
The Afro
joke? The Afro when little Michael Jackson didn't know. But my mother used to teach us how to do it because we had the bushes and a lot of times she didn't feel like doing that shit. But she was like, that's how you do it. Oop, oop, oop.
That's how you roll the joint.
You know, that's not a surprise.
Oh, that's not a surprise?
Because you've talked about that too.
I've never talked about rolling a joint. I've talked about smoking a joint. I can roll a cigar too. And
I mean, those
it's
are
not
little,
too far.
I was
not
like, they're a little similar.
I smoke it well. Nah, back in the day, though, okay.
It's not a surprise.
It's not surprising either.
Mm-mm. You talked about that.
I can open a beer bottle with a lighter.
I've seen you do that, and because desperation, you know, you got to figure out what to do.
Hey, you know. If there's like a tornado or something and all you have is a lighter and a
I'm
beer,
saying.
You got to get it open.
Or your teeth, you just be like, fuck it.
Nah, I ain't doing it with my teeth.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, too many of them left.
Oh.
I'll fuck around and be toothless.
Oh, my. Okay.
Bust
back
the,
to you.
Bust the bottle.
How about you?
I got the broken glass.
You know what? People wouldn't be surprised to know that I'm a black belt in karate.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Y'all don't believe that?
That's a lie.
You may have a black belt that says karate.
You know, I swear, honestly, that uh-huh. is a really hard question. Yeah. Because I'm like, mm-hmm. People know I like to travel. People know I like wine. People know I like, you know... I like being thoughtful because we've talked about that before. Like, I feel like I don't even know what someone would not know about me or what they would be surprised. Maybe a good question would be like I could say something someone would be surprised to know about Furious Styles, and then you could say something that maybe somebody would be surprised to know about me, and vice versa. Because I'm like, I really feel like being on the show.
We,
okay, maybe wait, maybe that was a bad idea. I don't know, because I kind of feel like being on, you know, the show.
We put all our shit out there.
Yeah,
already.
I kind of feel like there's really nothing to be surprised about when it comes.
I was incarcerated.
You've talked about that before.
No, he's talked about it.
Okay.
Because he always put it out there.
Okay.
It was just a short period of time. I didn't do a long stench. You know.
Stench? Stint? Isn't that what we call it? I'm just saying, I've never been, so it could be different than I think. I only watch it on TV, so I don't know.
Exactly. So.
I mean, I've been there, too. I've visited
You've been
people.
There, too?
I've visited people in jail before. Yeah.
What jail?
Lorton before it closed, Arlington.
That's where I was. I probably was in there. You came and I say, hey,
you're her. Really like,
I know her in the future,
right?
Like, what is it, Saving Hope when the guy can see people?
I wanted to visit somebody in jail once.
DC, what jail?
Maryland jail.
Jail? Okay.
Oh, which one is?
Doesn't everybody have a jail?
And Illinois.
Okay.
Everybody say Maryland jail.
Right. I'm like, wait, what?
That was must have only been open for like 2 days. But they
I thought you said. Oh, you wanted to know where is it?
The Donde.
What,
PG. Right, wait, because there's prison. There's prison jail. Okay. Even. I mean, but anyway, y'all see how hard this question is.
Somebody in the damn court, in the court jail, under the bait, in the basement.
I was there too.
I kind of feel like you've talked about that before.
He was there overnight.
I mean, but seriously, like, it's hard to answer this question.
It is.
Okay. I got one. I got one.
Okay.
I don't know if this is really counting as one. I gave Jay-Z a piggyback ride.
Yeah, you told me about that one.
Can I tell you about that?
Yeah.
I did not know
you
about that.
You gave him a piggyback ride through the crowd, stuff like
that. Nope. Didn't know about that one. I'm not surprised. Yeah. But I didn't know about that one.
That's pretty wild.
I'm not surprised by that.
I was like, nigga, did you take a picture? Like, no, man. You know.
Well,
scraping that loot. No picture.
Y'all might know this. I was gonna say, if we're talking about artists, when I was at Howard, we did our variety shows and stuff. And Mary J. Blige, before she was Mary J. Blige, we're talking about the Reebok Mary J. Blige.
She's Murray then.
Right. She still is Murray. Murray.
Okay.
So her, and then it was Boyz II Men. And Jodeci, I had to escort Jodeci around the city before they were all, you know, drinky. I'm trying to find a picture. First of all, that was about 300 pounds ago. No,
I was damn. Oh shit.
No, I'm playing.
Hey, I'm let.
No, I mean not 300. I mean, but you know, thank you. But you know, it's like when you're younger. You get older, you get, you know, sometimes you get in a little weight.
Right.
But yeah, so I'm trying to find those pictures because it really was like, oh, look at a young like Casey.
No, I thought you meant you were 300 pounds heavier.
Oh, shit, no.
Oh. Okay. You got 300 pounds to go. I was like, oh, you lost 300.
No, I was being sarcastic. Like, okay. I was being funny. I'm sorry. No, I didn't literally mean 300 plus what I have.
Oh, okay. Hey. Jeez. Hey.
That would be nuts. No, I just meant like, because they were younger.
You said escort them. I thought, you know,
we were younger.
Had Jay-Z on the back. You know, you had Jodeci on the back.
You get six. You know what? But they were little enough, though.
I know.
Back in the day, like, they were so young, and it was really actually kind of cute.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then Mary, like, the front row was not into whatever the hell she was doing, and she was pissed, and she dropped the mic and walked off the stage. We were like,
what?
We were very surprised by that. I mean, that was pre-Puffy because he's older than me, but still.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's not really a surprise. But I don't know. Like I said, this is harder than I thought it would be. Because I'd be like, oh, clearly it's this and it's, you know, I could roll off stuff and it would be easy. I don't know.
The police chased me down Minnesota Avenue, right?
Not surprised. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's shit.
I'm just saying, I'm not surprised. You said
But it was a good chase because I had helicopters and shit.
Oh.
Yeah, man. And that man, I could have swore.
Like it was L.A. joint.
Like I had shot somebody.
Oh.
Man, helicopters and shit. Look, I ducked in these bushes on a corner, right?
You were running? You were on foot?
I was on foot.
Oh, you was fast as hell, weren't you?
I was smoking boat.
Ooh.
I was smoking boat, so I was fast and high. So I hit this corner. Right, and there was some bushes.
Mm-hmm.
So I had ducked right there because I was out of breath. Right. So I was down there. And the police car kind of hit the same corner. Uh-huh. And I don't know. And they had one of them lights on, like, the side of the car. So as they go, they can shine a big light. And the lady saw me. The police lady that was on the passenger side said, there he is. So I had to pick up the run again. But I still had, caught my breath. Boom, I hit the alley. Helicopters and shining the light down. Normally, I got the police cars. They circling the block. There's about 3 or 4 police cars. They caught me. And the good part about it was when they caught me, they was like, I should whip your ass. I was like, why you going with my ass? He was like, I should whip your ass, but I'm too tired right now. You know I don't like to run. They put me in the back of the car, man.
That was pre-cell phone. Because there was no video.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, I wasn't no video. Thank God.
That's
Those were the good old days, though.
Well, which one? That was before
shooting police and all kinds of shit.
Fuck that. I'm glad there's cameras and stuff now. It's like I always say, it's a gift and a curse.
Yeah, how about that? If they could have beat my ass in that alley.
I'm just saying. And stuff was already going on. It was always going on. And now now other people know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Damn, I don't even know if that's a real story or if that's a fabrication. But either way, I know it.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hey.
Believe it or not.
Hey.
That's just one of them.
I've
been shot at.
Oh.
That's no
I've
shit.
I've had a gun in my head. I ain't actually got shot at.
Man.
I got put on my head.
Just being with the wrong people.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. I mean, yes. Talking about being in the wrong place. Yes. I've been in places where there were shootings. And I was real close to somebody that they were shooting at.
Exactly. Look, we were across the street at Orr Elementary many, many moons ago, right? So, like, after the end of the day, you know, everybody made their little money and everything. You know, we all gather up, get drinks and shit, get all drunk and stuff, right? So my boy, Daryl, he goes over to the convenience store. Nah, he went to the carryout. He went to the carryout, I'm gonna make this short. And he got into an altercation with another guy, you know, that they doing their thing around the corner. You know, and that's the whole thing that's messed up. We all live in the same block, but we beefing. Because, you know, we doing our thing there. They doing their thing around the corner. And I guess we stealing their sales and all kinds of things. But anyway, they got into a little altercation inside the carryout. And next thing you know, my boy Daryl, you hear the carryout door just bust open. Everybody turned around, and Daryl got the dude up in the air. Bam! Slamming him on the ground. Bam, 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 right? So apparently the dude that he whipping up on, his boys in the parking lot sitting in the car, I guess waiting for him to come back to the car, right? So we run across the street. So by the time we get to the altercation, his boys, I guess, heard or seen it or whatever. But whatever fucking machine gun the dude had,
damn,
I'm telling you, it had to be automatic. The way the bullets were coming out. Right. And now the other stores that's next to it, they had already pulled down the big metal doors over top of it. And all you hear was tick, 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 tick. Dude was fine, them junk. But apparently he didn't really want to hit us. I think he was just scaring us off because, you know, we get ready to jump on dude. I mean, you know, jump on dude too. So, but anyway, we turn and look and do like this. And you can see the little light coming from the shoulder. So we turn and run, everybody scattering. And you can see the bullets bouncing off the metal things that they pulled out. Ah, man. Woo!
Flashback like a mug.
Trying to tell you, man.
People forget. Bullets ricochet.
How about that? But like I said, once again, I don't think he was really trying
Probably
to hit us.
Not.
He was just trying to get us off of his man.
Probably not.
You know.
Because if he wanted to get you,
he could have got you. He couldn't come over there and get us off his man. He had to pull out his
couldn't
little...
Couldn't get you off his man?
Anyway.
Welp.
I've been involved in some real shit
mm-hmm.
in my
day.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple more.
Oh, okay. Well, that was enough
sharing. Yeah.
But yeah. So, what do you guys think?
Some of the cases still open, so you might want to be careful.
Right, I know. Yeah. Ooh, that happened when you were in Texas or California Colorado or North Carolina. So, what do you guys think? Do you believe those stories or do you have something to share of your own?
You can believe my name.
I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
I think I have one. I don't know if this is something surprising though. I was involved in a car accident where the car flipped over 5 times and knocked down 10 trees.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Got the scars to prove it.
Wow. Okay. Damn. But would people be
not
surprised?
Like big, like... Don't get me wrong. Man.
Shrubs.
Yeah. No. You know them joints. Them little, I guess about the trunks about 4 inches. Not the full-fledged fucking redwoods or nothing, but those little.
I'll say redwood, too. You'd be dead.
Yeah. I wouldn't have made it to the first one.
Right.
Those little, dead. I don't know what they call them, treelings. I don't know, whatever. The little ones about, trunk is about
before a tree gets four to be five. A tree.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Depends on who was
exciting.
Driving.
I was.
Okay, I can believe it. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, you know, if you want to share, you guys, something we would be surprised to learn about you, indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750. Huh?
I was like, have we just be surprised to know you out there.
Oh, well, there's that.
Don't be calling them with no made up stories, dude.
Well, the funny part is you have to guess which of our stories are real.
Okay.
Or not.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Just saying, don't step to me, black belt, Krav Maga. Uh-huh. Knocking you out.
That's right.
Taking you out, son. 202-750-1437 if you want to, you know, just share, you know, something we would be surprised to know about you. You know, I kind of feel like we're such an open book on this show that there are just, it's not a lot of stuff, you know. And again, like I said, like me thinking about that question, I'm like, damn,
right.
I don't really, there's not really anything there that I think people would be surprised to know about me, but you know, maybe somebody else, like you guys, would have had something different. But I see it was, you know, it was a little hard for you, too.
It's one of those things. It's just, yeah, you, when you kind of get put on the spot with it. But,
yeah.
Like, tomorrow while we're at work, we're going to be like, oh, man, right. I should have said this.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to hit, when Damage Gina comes back, I'm going to hit her up with that. She's going to be like, what?
Yeah, because she ain't going to listen to the show.
Probably not.
I think everything Gina gonna say is like, yeah, we actually assume that about you.
Oh.
Like.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like us too.
Do you know, I've never treated on a date.
Ooh.
No.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Okay. All right. Very well.
We're not cross though.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
Nah.
Doctor.
Don't you know what me and then say nah.
Ooh. Nah, I had another story, but
for another time.
Yeah, another time.
Okay.
Another time.
Okay.
This that probably wouldn't surprise you either, so I'm gonna leave that one.
Probably
out.
Not.
Yeah. It was about the time.
Though. I had a tensum.
Let me see. Shit. I can barely do it once. Let me see. Let me see. Two fingers to football season. Getting ready to start back pimping.
Damn, already?
Well, you know.
Speaking of that, what do y'all think about the Washington Valor? I know that's not like football, but it's still football.
I'll check it out.
Are you going to go to any games? Okay.
Especially if I'm still employed with who I am.
Oh, okay.
Sure, I'll be hit a few of them.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe.
You? I'll what do you think?
It. Yeah.
Okay. You know who I'm talking about?
Huh?
You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
Oh, let me see. That's like another team, isn't it?
Washington Valor. Of course, it's another team.
What kind of team?
It's football.
Arena football.
Yeah.
A little tiny.
I mean, but it's still kind of cool. It'll be like they're trying to redo RFK, right? And like revamp the food and,
oh,
you know.
Be at the Verizon Center.
Well, but I'm saying, but they're trying to like I thought some of the games were going to be there too.
It's arena football. It's indoor.
I actually just saw they're revamping the food for RFK too. I thought that was cool. But so they're not going to do anything new there for them either?
All indoor.
I wonder what are they doing
then?
Ted
Leonsis owns the team.
Yeah, that I saw.
Yeah, so everything's going to be at that.
He owns every damn thing.
At the Verizon Center.
He does. He owns everything. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Yeah. Got money. Why not?
One finger, one finger.
You didn't even say two.
I did say two finger.
I'm sorry. What was it? I'm sorry.
You don't remember two finger?
Did we not have a...
What was my two finger?
I have no clue.
Thank you. What was your two finger?
Oh,
just say it.
Oh, my God. I forgot.
Okay.
But I did. I have a two
finger. I
don't
even know if you said it. That's
damn
what,
it. I forgot
I feel like
that
I interrupted
because
you.
I was concentrating on my one finger.
Okay.
I forgot about my
one finger it up. One finger it up.
To you. Fucking with me and making me forget about my two finger. I just
accept
I just
it.
Said my two finger. How can I forget it? I said two finger for football season, get ready to slap.
Okay. Which made me think about the Washington Valor.
Exactly.
Jeez Louise.
One finger for you fucking with me and the Heat.
One finger you for your Heat. Bad memory. Okay.
But it can't. Oh, your memory wasn't that good. You couldn't remember my two finger. How about that? Neither one of you.
Don't shake your head at me.
Too shy.
Don't shake your head at me.
Well,
that's not
my
cute.
My one finger, two fingers done. When is yours?
Queen.
I was gonna say maybe he was gonna go next. I don't know.
I don't try to buy no time.
Oh no, I don't need to buy any time.
Where's your one finger?
My
two
one finger's to you. No, I'm teasing.
Touches.
No, my two fingers still remains to the folks that are out there repping for Black Lives Matter, and they're doing the damn thing. It's hot out there. So we greatly appreciate you doing that, and you know, even with the stuff happening in Baton Rouge and the stuff happening in Dallas, you know, you guys remain steadfast, and you know, and I just greatly appreciate that, because you know, even if you're just, you know, posting from your home in the AC, it doesn't matter. I appreciate you repping it. And to even all the celebrities that have finally stepped up and saying, I'm not afraid to say, you know, that. And to all my friends on Facebook that aren't afraid to say, you know, Black Lives Matter. I'm still repping that. So that's my two fingers. My one finger is, let's see. I don't know. One finger to people who just do too much and can't, you know, can't get out of their own way. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know, so into, you know, people out there who are getting life confused. Come on, pay attention.
That's right.
You know, step over into to the light, as they say on Scandal. Mm. Go, you know, step in the light. Go towards the light. Get out of the darkness, and you know, get over it.
Mm. Two fingers. Two fingers to those that have stepped up and shown a brother some love and support the last few weeks. Kind of been quietly going through it and have been a little bit physically not at my best, mentally not engaged, and definitely appreciate, you know, everybody that's kind of just chimed in and kind of lent a helping hand, a kind word, and all that good stuff. One finger to one finger to fuckery. It's just what it is.
You said Donald Trump. What'd you say?
Ooh.
Fuckery.
It's RNC.
Oh, okay.
That started. I'm like, I want to go home and watch and see what's happening. Mm-hmm. It's popping off.
Oh, you know, they're going to have highlights for days off of that show.
Right. Ooh, one thing I just realized, something people would be surprised to know about me. I have not gone on a trip by myself yet. Like, out of this, like, state. Got on a plane and gone somewhere by myself yet. But I'm about to take care of that.
That is surprising.
Right.
I know.
Every time I've tried to do it, people have always come with me. You know?
I thought every time you went, you were by yourself.
No.
Cool.
But people have always come with me. But, you know, I always say, hey, if you want to go do... Now, I've gone places by myself. Like, you know, dinner, movies.
I wouldn't
want to
go anywhere by myself.
I actually...
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, because I like talking to people and meeting new people, like, I don't really care. But I haven't done it yet, and it's coming up. I'll report back soon.
Okay, cool.
We got to get out of here, man. The night is growing old. And I'm tired. A little worn out. It's been a long day.
shit.
But I'm definitely glad for the opportunity to be back here. Thanks for everyone that's chimed in, shared the show, loved.
Love y'all.
Thanks for everyone that plays their role, even if your role is just to hate.
Miss you, Damagina. Miss you, Drewski.
Y'all come back now.
Need that energy. But as always, in closing, we'd like to say,
if I woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bush.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, goddamn it. All of you out.
Shout out to black businesses.